From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
This week on CSJP in 5, we'll hear how the scholarship program in Gale St. Mary has been progressing. Gale in St. Mary is one of the newest communities in the Citizen Security and Justice Program CSJP family. And despite the program only being in the community for a few months, persons have already begun to benefit from the initiative. The scholarship program is one of CSJP's primary means of changing the lives of youngsters in its communities. The program gives youth in need of assistance a chance to further their education through tuition support. Tashika Braycliffe, Assistant Community Action Officer for Gale in St. Mary, says the program has been well supported, and to date some 30 high school and university students have benefited from the scholarships.
They're grateful that the program actually is in Gale and it's actually working for them. So because most of them, because of financial difficulties, they couldn't afford to go to school. You know, if any student knew, you know what the processes are around that. Most of them don't qualify for that because they have no guarantors and all of that. So when the program came, they just took the opportunity and they are making good use of it thus far.
Let's meet some of the beneficiaries. Dominic Edwards is a first-year student at the University of the West Indies with a passion for computers. The 21-year-old is enrolled in the university's Bachelor of Arts in Computer Science program. He says he's been thinking of going back to school for some time, but was constrained because of the money. In the end, Dominic was able to have a friend pledge half of his tuition. Without knowing where the rest of the money would come from, he started school.
When I heard about the CSJP and I realized that I had fit the criteria, I decided that I would go ahead and start. And by faith, it would work out. Well, you had to be involved in a community organization in which you do voluntary service. There had to be a need for the scholarship as well as somebody else should be financing you.
Dominic was active in his community's youth group, and half his school fee had already been paid. Needless to say, he was successful in his application and was granted a half scholarship from CSJP. He's been making the most of the opportunity ever since. The youngster's GPA is a solid 3.59.
It's my first semester and I'm kind of new to the whole operation of UA and how they function. I didn't expect it to be so good, but tried my best. At first, when I started, it was kind of challenging, but I decided I'm going to do my best because I wanted to retain the scholarship. I wanted to get some good grades. So in the end, I realized I was successful.
Chevelle Matthews is another recipient of the CSJP scholarship program. The 22-year-old recently completed a four-month social work course at the University of the West Indies and is now enrolled in its associate degree program.
They paid my tuition in full, so I am doing my best in school. I have a GPA of 3.33 and for the hard studies. I had to do a lot of reading, a lot of assignments. I got back my results. That made me feel so good.
Both Chevelle and Dominic are looking forward to the holidays when they can give back to their communities. Part of the requirements for scholarships is that beneficiaries must volunteer their time. Dominic, with his strong computer science background, is already thinking about giving free classes at a school in his community. That's it for this edition of CSJP in 5. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.